Good morning. Today is May 18th, 2020, and it is amazing to be able to see some things unfold. I remember a time when, back in the 80s, when I was growing up, 80s and 90s, and even now I still look at it. Some older shows and episodes of the Flintstones and the Jetsons. And, you know, the Flintstones were very innovative. They were hardworking people, construction workers, Fred and Barney, construction workers, and their wives were at home helping them to take care of the children and doing various things. There were times that they had conflicts and, you know, little things. Fred would get mad and drop something on his foot and he starts hollering, various things. But they were very innovative, but they were working really hard. They had cars, but in order for their cars to begin, they had to put their feet down and start running and then, you know, let the cars go. And so it was like a prehistoric type things. They had, you know, these dinosaurs and these big stone rocks and various things, but they were getting work done. I mean, they had a manager or supervisor who was, you know, sometimes seemed like he was always upset because he was either overworked or dealing with somebody doing something crazy. And so I thought about how afterwards, at the same time, we had what was called the Jetsons. And by now, it's certainly by the year 2000, when they were talking about Y2K and how everything was going to be kind of wiped out, because they didn't know. We were shifting from the late 90s with Bill Gates and Microsoft, and we were shifting from the regular just paper things to computer, to technology, and we were shifting in technology. And so by now, certainly, you know, we thought that 2000, when I was little and they were saying about 2000, or when I was thinking about graduating in 1997, I was like, wow, that is a long time. I was born in 1979. I was like, wow. You know, we were just amazed. I mean, riding on big wheels, and we had 10 speeds and various things. Then after that, we started going from regular scooters to motor scooters and electronic scooters, electric scooters and dirt bikes and four-wheelers and go-karts and things like that, from horses. We've seen people that were in our neighborhood helping us to do what they call disc up our gardens using mules and horses and plows and various things like that. And so from the 80s and 90s and shifting into the 2000s, I'm like, wow, surely by now we would have what we saw with the Jetsons, flying in the air, you know, pressing a button, getting your food. And I mean, we see it now to a degree. You know, we have the Google Geo cars. We have the way that our refrigerators are. We can get ice and water. Just the technology advances and advancement that is just upon us. We no longer have to use that dial telephone that goes all the way around and comes back with the little holes in it. We were using beepers. Doctors were using it, and then personal people had it, doctors and those that were essential workers. Cell phones. So we have shifted. And so even now today, as it relates to our lives, as it relates to ministry, as it relates to education, everything, it's not that we don't need the Flintstones anymore, but we need to embrace the Jetsons. And we need to embrace technology and know the Bible says in Psalm 24, in the book of Psalms, but the actual Psalm, chapter 24, verse 1, says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." And so if The earth is God. The earth, the planet, the natural, the physical planet itself is the Lord's. He created. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was void, was dark, and was void and without form. And darkness, it was upon the earth. And so the earth is the Lord, the physical earth. What it said, and the fullness thereof, that means everything in the earth. The fullness thereof. I mean, think about the birds and nature and all types of the animals and all of it. The fullness of what is in the physical earth belongs to gold, silver, diamonds, all of these things. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world. These are the systems, all the various systems upon the earth, the human system, the bodies, the financial system, educational, all the systems that flow into the earth, transportation, governmental, all these systems belong to God. There are people who are representing in these systems who don't realize that the earth and the system, the world, belongs to Him. But it says the world and they that dwell therein. That means we, everybody. The earth is the Lord. We belong to the Lord. He purchased the price for us. He is the one that created us. It is He that have made us and not we ourselves, according to the book of Psalm chapter 100. And so if the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, then if all of these things belong to God, why are we not experiencing them? Why are we not walking in the fullness? They that dwell therein. That means we, all of us, regardless of who you are. I was watching a story, a movie last night, and was going over the fact that the Chinese, some of the hierarchy, those that were in the hierarchy of China, and the China, among the Chinese people, were upset with Bruce Lee because he was introducing Kung Fu to Western people. And he's from an Eastern nation. But he said that this is such, he had a heart and he had a vision. He didn't live it out. He got cut down. Because there are people who did not want him to spread forth the information. He realized that Kung Fu was something that could be learned, it could be taught, that it was more than just movements of karate, but it was a lifestyle, or a way of lifestyle. And he wanted to share. He wanted to share this and share it with others and teach others. And there were some that were really angry. At the time, the Europeans and the Caucasians were really mad, and they were treating Chinese people bad. So I was like, Lord, you know, when you see the minorities being mishandled, African-Americans, Africans, period, but definitely African-Americans, especially in the USA, Chinese, Asians, which are Chinese are Asian, but Chinese people, and they're the entire race of Asians that are in this country, as well as Hispanics and Jewish people across the around the world. Those different categories of people throughout history have been antagonized, have been mishandled, have been not lifted. And so I believe God is lifting. He is lifting all of those various groups of ethnicities in this time. So all of these, the world, the earth, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. And so if the earth is the Lord's, why are we not receiving or experiencing the life that Jesus said? He said, it is the thief that cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So if Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, why are we not experiencing it? And so that is my quest. That is my not only my quest, but my question to you. What are you going to do about enhancing your life? What are you going to do to invest in your life? And I began investing in my life. I joined the IM, the International Mastery Live Academy, under the leadership of Christopher, our CEO, Christopher Terry. And so this week, I'm joining in because I'm going to learn about cryptocurrency, buying bitcoins and various things like that. And so I am encouraged. I'm going to go forward because, as I begin stating with this podcast, that we can no longer just accept the Flintstone way of life. Everything is digital. We're doing all kinds of things digital. This podcast is digital. Our cell phones, emails, our cars, all these things are digital. Why aren't we using digital currency? Why aren't we being exposed to it? Why aren't we learning more about digital currency? So be encouraged. You'll continue hearing from me from the Encourager Podcast. This is D'Angelo Haynes. Have an awesome day. It's a marvelous Monday. And do not allow your week to be crazy. Don't allow your week to discourage you. Don't allow your week to bring you down. But look forward to great things happening. Look forward. Pray it through. Pray it in. Believe God. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Strengthen others. Be positive. Remain hopeful.